This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
What we're about to tell you about is testing in Europe, but it offers lessons for American cities. One well-known global charity has come up with an idea which it believes could help financially struggling people find places to live in many of the world's cities. The BBC's Mike Johnson has been taking a look.
It's a cold, grey winter's day here in Walthamstow in East London, not what you'd call an affluent district of the British capital. This right in front of me is an example of what could be the future of urban living for people on a low income. And it's made of corrugated steel.
As you can see, it's a normal shipping container that's come from China, and we've cut a door into the side.
Tim Payne is chief executive of the local YMCA here.
And here we are inside. We've got a single bed, shower at the end, and bathroom, TV, microwave.
Tim Payne is calling the whole idea MyPad. He dreamed it up during a previous life as an anti-apartheid campaigner in the South African township of Soweto.
I spent nearly 10 years in shanty communities, living in what's called makukus, which are corrugated iron boxes.
The containers cost just over $30,000 to buy and convert.
We have got an economic problem in London, in that young people who are fortunate enough to gain employment, it's at a very low rate. It's at minimum wage, about $200 a week. So the smallest, tattiest, dirtiest shared room with some rogue landlord is about $150 a week. That leaves you not even enough money to go to work.
The rent on one of his containers will be $100 a week. The first keys will be handed to tenants in April.
My name is Ken Biro. I'm 26 years old. I've tried to find a place before. Even renting a studio is hard because everything is too much.
Ken has been both homeless and jobless recently. Now, though, he's found work. And it looks like the next roof over his head will be made from corrugated steel.
Does it matter that it's an old shipping container? Does that bother you?
Accommodation is accommodation. Before I came here, I was on the streets.
In London, I'm the BBC's Mike Johnson for Marketplace.